What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
A word with Gavin Newsom, who was shopping in Target and spent something like $350 in Target, which I guess is just normal if you're the governor. You got that kind of cash. You got that kind of sling. So he was shopping, and he saw a robbery taking place in Target. Here's the story as told by Gavin Newsom.
Says, sir, you dropped this. And he comes back, picks it up, and keeps walking out. As we're checking out, the woman says, oh, he's just walking out. He didn't pay for that. I said, well, why don't you stop him? She goes, oh, the governor. I swear to God, true story. On my mom's grave. The governor lowered the threshold. There's no accountability. I said, that's just not true.
Okay, so that's not it, though. It's not just that he saw the robbery and that they, oh, you know, you're talking to the governor. She didn't even know. The clerk was talking to the governor, and she blamed the governor. She didn't know. She didn't know she was talking to Gavin Newsom when Gavin Newsom asked her, hey, why didn't anybody stop that guy? She goes, well, it's the governor's fault. That's awesome. There are people suggesting that maybe she did know she was talking to the governor. That's why she did it. It does not appear that that was the case based on what she says next.
He said, well, we don't stop him because of the governor. And then she goes, she looks at me twice, and then she freaks out. She calls everyone over, wants to take photos. I'm like, no, I'm not taking a photo. We're having a conversation. Where's your manager? How are you blaming the governor? And it was, you know, $380 later. And I was like, why am I spending $380? Everyone can walk the hell right out.
So she goes, oh my gosh, I just insulted the governor. I want to get some selfies. And she starts calling everybody over to get selfies. And he goes, no. I want to talk to you. So the part in between there that maybe didn't get pulled in that clip was that he starts telling her stats about theft in California. So she is, they're both witnessing an actual theft. And then he goes, well, why didn't you do anything? And she goes, well, because the governor doesn't enforce anything, because this government doesn't enforce anything. And he says, well, let me tell you about some stats that would prove otherwise. Don't believe your lying eyes that just saw what I also saw. I want you to listen to my stats. It is an amazing exercise in turning off your brain because you're so academic. I'm so smart that I know so many statistics about actual theft in this state, which he says is like 10th in the nation for theft or something. I mean, it's like, it's not even really a braggable point that he makes. But I know so much that I have to lecture you who just saw a crime and probably sees tons of crime, even though you're seeing more of it than I am. Let me tell you what's really going on. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for your contribution to this Target, which just got robbed. Appreciate your time, but what an amazing story.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.